The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
Well, my honey's off to work, the kids are headed to school. Slim and Adam bum about to act a damn fool. It's the morning routine. Hey, yeah, the morning routine. Yeah, you got Adam bum and Slim. They do win them. It's the morning routine. Good morning. Morning routine, y'all. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy Adam Bomb back once again with another episode of the Morning Routine Podcast. If you haven't hung out with us yet during our live shows, make sure to check those out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on www.vaporradio.com. You can also download our app on all iOS and Android devices and enable our Amazon Alexa skill. Go into the Alexa app, search Vapor Radio, enable it, and you are good to go. We appreciate all the love and support. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can always email us at mailbag@vaporradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at VaporRadio1. That is the number one at VaporRadio1. Facebook.com, search Vapor Radio, like the page, share the page, tell all your friends and family about it. We definitely appreciate it. We're growing more and more every day, and we can't thank you guys enough. So enjoy the podcast, and peace out. Just before the break, we were talking about it being National White Cane Day. It's actually worldwide. A lot of places around the world celebrate White Cane Day, bring some attention and awareness to individuals with blindness or visual impairment. We should be honored
absolutely.
And respected.
Yes.
God damn it.
To the fullest.
I think we just wanted to share some of our own thoughts, our own opinions about misconceptions. Is that maybe the right way to say it, I guess?
I'm gonna say that. Misconceptions,
pet peeves.
Oh yeah.
We can
definitely talk about that.
What's one right off the top for you?
So right off the top, I'm just going to jump right into it.
And we're not trying to be hateful towards sighted people. We just want to bring some education and some awareness on this National White Cane Day, because most of what we're going to be talking about is directed towards over-friendly or not friendly enough or not helpful enough sighted people.
Number one, do not, please, and this goes for both guide... Look, Peanut, don't play that shit. Don't Peanut, this white cane wearing this night. Don't play that shit with Peanut. But no, number one for me is definitely got to be, do not put your hands on my cane, please. As well as guide dog users, do not pet their animals. They're guiding. Those are people's eyes. That's not a good thing.
And for those that don't know what you're talking about, what do you mean by don't put their hand on your cane?
Most people, blind and visually impaired people, they have their cane out in front of them. That's to let the outside world know that we're blind and visually impaired. It's a symbol. Most people, they want to help. First thing they do is they'll grab for your cane and try to pull you along with that, and that's the worst thing you can ever do. That's like poking me in my eye. Do not, please, do not put your hand on our cane. There's other ways to communicate. There's other ways to be guided, and we can talk about that too. But pet peeve number one, don't touch a blind person's cane. What about you?
I definitely agree with that one. That's number one on mine. Too, because people think that, I'll just grab this and drag you to help you, show you. Yes. The other one, kind of along that same lines, is if I do request some assistance, if I get in a situation where I'm just like, hey, I could use some assistance right here, like maybe the airport, maybe a crowded venue, something like that. Ask me. how you can assist me. Don't just grab my elbow or grab my shoulders and start directing me where I need to go and things like that. That one bothers me a lot too, because then it automatically almost makes me feel helpless. Like, I'm not that person that I'm going to snap at you, but I definitely say something. But there's that few seconds before I say something where I feel like people are like looking at me, and like I feel like I'm helpless. Like, you're dragging me and pushing me around like I'm just helpless. Like, nah, that doesn't fly with me. Don't, I will have to say something.
Another big one here. You know, you go to a restaurant, you know, let's say you're out with your buddies or your girl or your homeboy or whoever it is, and you get one of those waitresses. Would you like a Braille menu? And then they'll say, well, what does he like to drink, or what does he like to?
But wait, you're against them asking you for the Braille menu?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But sometimes I just don't be wanting that. Like, sometimes I don't want that. I'm at Applebee's. I just give me a quesadilla burger, and I already know what I want. I don't. If I'm not asking for it, then I don't need it. I understand the courtesy.
I don't read Braille that well, so I tend to make a joke like, you could probably read that thing better than I can. Like,
right.
I know what I need to know, but that's about it.
I get a lot of the waitresses like, well, so what does he like to drink? I can hear you and I can talk English.
Definitely,
so,
100% agree with you on that one. Talk to me.
Yeah. I can talk.
Ask me the questions.
Yes.
That's probably at the top of the list for me, actually.
Yeah.
More than just dragging me around like, fine, you did that, whatever. I definitely don't like that. But when you completely ignore me and make me feel like I can't speak for myself.
Yeah.
And take my voice away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a problem. Yeah. And I'm probably more of a vocal person, too, like.
Well, you got to be, because you got to let people know what you want and what you don't want, because they just take it. Bro, another thing, when a man goes to the bathroom, okay, I appreciate all the help out there, guys, and I'm talking to y'all because we in the man's bathroom. I appreciate you guys showing me where the bathroom is. I even appreciate you pointing me towards where I need to be, but you don't have to walk me up to the urinal and just stand there like it's been so many times I had to be like, all right, I got it, like, you know, look over my shoulder like, okay, working with a monster here,
shut the fuck up,
you know, got it, okay, it's the Black Snake Moan over here, we good,
let me get my other cane out.
Yeah, you might want to, this water hose over here, you might want to watch out.
Nah, but I feel that. Like, I recently had that, you know, a couple of weeks back. We took a quick trip down to San Francisco and was using the bathroom at the airport. And, you know, guy showed me the way to the bathroom. And I'll clang around in the bathroom until I find what I need. I have no problem doing that. You know, I pay attention to where I hear people coming from. Like, okay, there's something over there. Let me go this way.
You hear the sink? I hear the sinks over there. Like, okay, all right. So I'm going the opposite way of the sink.
I have to, like, and look, this is going to get me on a whole nother rant, but I'm going to try and be peaceful about this. my experience going to the airport is I've come across a lot of individuals. I respect that they're working and trying to make a paycheck, but they don't speak a lick of English. Most of the people that help me. So I'm trying to tell this guy I'm good. He's got me right there at the opening, you know, to the airport bathroom. I walk in, I'm tapping around, doing my thing, listening. Okay, over here, there's a sink. Okay, your urinals are probably up this way somewhere. Oh, stalls are over there. I hear the door.
Yep.
This guy comes in behind me and does the shoulder direction, like puts both hands.
Whoa. Pushing you. Yeah.
Yeah. So he does the whole thing, guides me up to the urinal, and I was just like, oh, all right. Well,
you need help with your zipper?
Yeah.
Man, if you don't get your
And then I assumed he just walked away because I turned and said, I got it.
Yeah, and I see.
I assumed he turned and walked away. I didn't really pay attention. So I'm sitting there taking a piss. Soon as I'm done zipping up, dude's hand immediately goes on my elbow. I was like, whoa, what are you doing? You're standing there the whole time? And then he starts dragging me to the sink, and he's not saying anything, though. He's not saying a word. He's just like,
But
gruntless. And I'm like, bro, I stopped right there. I said, bro, I got this. Quit dragging me around the bathroom. Go.
But in their defense, though, these people are being nice, and
I get it.
You know, they just don't know the way. Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
but there's also got to be a boundary. You know,
right.
I get that you're helpful, and you don't know. You think you're doing the right thing. I get it, but let's draw some lines at the boundaries. You know, draw some lines at the bathroom.
You
gotta ask. You gotta try to. You know, if you don't speak the greatest English, figure it out, man. Try to ask. Do you need help? No, I'm good. You can stay out here. I'm good. I got this. Thank you, though.
You know, like another thing for me is, you know, you get in the elevator, and all the buttons are never the same. The one might be at the bottom, and you think it's at the top, and the one might be at the top, and it's at the bottom. So a lot of the times I get in the elevator, and there's nobody there, so I have to figure it out. So I go for the Braille, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To find the Braille. And then you'll get some people to come in the elevator, they'll be like, what number you need? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to a doctor's office. I've never been here before. Like, I think it's on the 7th floor, you know. Just basically going into new buildings, I think we should get more help. Because that's where I get the least help is when I'm clinking through a doctor's office or trying to find the right door to get to the doctor's. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
I don't know of a universal way to ask for help, but just to say, excuse me, is this the 7th floor? Because I want to do it myself, but I just need to know, okay, I'm on the 7th floor.
What I tend to do in those kind of situations is like, if I go into a new place, I will go in, you know, if I tend to Uber it or whatever, you know, get to the front door, and I'll go in, and then I tend to try and listen for a second. Where am I at? Okay. Oh, it's a big open lobby. Okay. Oh, I hear some elevators up there. But I have no shame in immediately trying to find somebody. If I hear someone walking towards me to head out the door, I'll stop and say, excuse me, that's the elevator over there that you just came out of? Yeah. And then they'll say, it's just up there. And then that's another thing that we'll get to in a second. But I'll say, just up there on the left? And they'll be like, no, up there on the right. Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just go find it. I have no problem with that. And then I have no problem, you know, trying to find the Braille buttons. And most of the time somebody does walk in and I'll just be like, hey, you know, can you do me a favor and punch, you know, I know I got to go to 3 or 4 or 5, whatever it may be. Can you punch 5 for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do is as soon as I get off, if it's a new building, I call the office and say, you know, I'm on your floor here, but I'm blind and I haven't ever been to this building. You know,
that's how a good many doors idea. Are
you? Or could you meet me at your elevator bay? And 99% of the times, you know, someone working at the front desk will be like, oh yeah, no problem. I'll be out there in a second and meet
that's
you.
That's a good idea, bro. That's a good idea. PSA right there, y'all. When you get to where you're going, just call. Somebody will come and assist. That's,
especially just like a doctor's appointment.
Never thought of that.
Always have like medical assistants just working the front desk. And 99% of the time, somebody's in there that can step away from the desk and meet you out
there. Score one for you, Adam.
Yeah, or like I said, it's usually the elevator bay. You get off, maybe you turn left or you turn right, and then it's just a long hall of doors. They'll be like, oh, we're the 5th door on the right. Okay, you just count the doors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, here we go. So that's usually what I do. But I brought up the other thing. If you want to help and let the individual do what they need to do, but you want to give them some guidance, know the difference between your right and your left. Don't just say over there.
Right.
Don't just say this way. What is this way?
Go straight. I hate that.
Yeah, go straight. From
which
where?
Which way is straight? Where the fuck is straight at?
My street, your street? What, yeah. What street? Yeah.
Just go straight. Where is that at? Like, what's straight? Like, or they'd be like, it's over there. Huh?
Yeah. Those are my pet peeves. My lady does that now, and it drives me crazy. It makes us get into little like bickering arguments. Like, just can you just please say left or right?
A little more detail. Yeah.
What is so hard about saying left or right? Like, right. Quit saying over this way or that way. Like,
yeah.
Just yep, say I'm the same here. Way. We're it's over here to your right. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever do this? You know, I got a lot of sighted friends. Of course we do, because, you know. But I trained all of them. Like, I trained them how to walk me through a door. I trained them on how to do sighted guide. Do you feel you have to do that with your friends, or you just let that be? You know what I'm saying? Cause like, you know, we moving, we going to 7-Eleven or something, and you know, we moving. And so he put that hand behind his back. I know to get behind him. We just smoothly walk through the.
My brother's really good about it. My brother does a really good job about, see, I do the side of God the proper way with him. I do the elbow. Mm-hmm. I grab the elbow. Mm-hmm. He doesn't necessarily put his arm back behind his back like you're supposed to, but he's really good about saying we Sandy got going through up here on your right, or he'll tell yeah. me, you know, step up, curb, step up.
And that's
usually by then my cane has found it, so I'm ready to step up anyways. But
anyways, yeah. So that's a good point that you made. The correct way to do sight of God, because there is a very, very, very wrong way.
A lot of guys get weird about grabbing another dude's elbow, so they do the hand on the shoulder, which works, but
that's not the correct way.
You're not going to get as much direction from the arm,
and you're going to fumble around. You're stepping on the back of people's shoes. It's just it's not the proper way.
Yeah.
The proper way is your shoulder. Your shoulder should be in line with their shoulder, and you just grab the elbow. Yeah, ain't nothing homo about that. You know, nothing
when you do
bad about
guy,
that.
Do you use your cane still?
Nah, that's another great point. You do not put your cane on the ground when you're using sight of God. That's a big, big no-no. You pick your cane up, you hold it out, or you just hold it so people can see it, and you're doing sight of God. There's no reason for your cane to even touch the ground if you're using sight of God. That's
what you do. No, see, I still use my cane.
That's not the right way.
Because I do sight of God, but I'm always, my cane is in my right hand, so I take the other person's right elbow. And yep. I always use my cane now from the center of my body out to the right. I'm not swinging it left. I'm only going center to the right, center to the right, center to the right. I'm giving myself that extra coverage on my right side. Can't always guarantee that side of guide person's paying attention to what's off to my right side.
Most of the time, I have to worry about that to my right side is when I'm in the store. Because, you know, I'm tall, so them racks, clothing racks, fuck me up. Oh, they fuck me up, bro.
But yeah,
I do a lot, you know, sight of God is, it's a right and a wrong way to do it, but the worst way is to grab somebody's shoulders.
Inside a building, like the mall, stuff like that.
Yeah.
If I'm walking down the street with somebody, I just walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now if you're trying to get there, then I'm going to latch on and we're just going to get there and go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So mostly with my homeboys, they fast walkers, they trying to get the hell out. So I latch on to the elbow and we out.
Yeah.
But then he'll be an asshole, Corey. you know, as soon as we get out the car, he just take off walking like, motherfucker, hello, I'm over here. He like four cars down. I'm over here like, man. So, you know, but yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of learning experiences when you transition from sight to not having sight, and I think that works in our favor a little bit. You know, not trying to brag enough because that ain't nothing to brag about, but you know, I just know when, you know, we pull up, I know most of the time we pull up, I get out the back of the car and I automatically, I just go to the back bumper.
Right. Same here.
And most people would be like, oh, turn around, go to the front. Yep. So I'd be like, damn it. Why didn't you just say when we pulled up that go to the front? Like, but another thing I hate is when you pull up and they don't tell you that your side is a curb.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm scuffing my shoes up, or I got on slides, I'm tearing my toes up. I'm like, damn it. Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to all the blind and vision impaired people. Today is our day. Spread the word. If anybody needs training, training is out there on, you know, Sighted Guide, you know, Travel, O&M, anything like that. You know, make sure that you stay up on that stuff, because it's a skill. So you have to, you know, if you don't use it, you can lose it. So.
And I wanted to play this clip. I'm playing it straight from YouTube, so I apologize if there's potentially an ad. I'll try to skip it here. But this was a story that was on our news this morning about a lady here in White Cane, and it actually irritated me. Mm-hmm. It irritated me and my lady. My lady is also visually impaired. She has some sight, so I don't say blind. And that's another thing. I don't care, but there are definitely blind people that definitely hate if you call them blind and they're visually right. impaired.
Right.
Like, no, I have sight. I'm visually impaired. Okay, right. whatever. Like,
right.
But, right. Just keep that in the back of your mind if you're talking to somebody. It's blind and visually impaired and all that kind of right. stuff. There are right. a lot of people that you may encounter that are big sticklers about the
whole blind thing.
The whole, yeah, blind or visually impaired.
Yeah.
I don't know. The story, she came across as kind of misrepresenting blind people a little bit. And let's try to listen to the story. It's about a minute long.
Okay.
And then I'll give my points, and maybe I'll see if somebody can pick up on the points as well. And as always, anybody is free to give us a call, 442-244-9900. Join in on any of this and give your thoughts. If we're not live on the air, you can always leave a voicemail and share your thoughts or anything about anything that we've talked about. So 442-244-9900. Let's see if we can get this to play here. If it plays an ad, I'll try to skip it.
Need a crappy drawing of a pink of bird course. Thing? Ask your niece. Go to Fiverr and get a professionally designed logo for brand recognition. Any style, any budget. Created just for you. Get
in focus this morning, an Oregon law you may not have heard of. It's called the White Cane Law, and today is White Cane Safety Day. It's bringing awareness to the fact that if you see a blind or partially blind person walking with a guide dog or a white cane, you must stop your car and let them cross the street. For one Portland woman, that is her day-to-day struggle. Cars won't stop, and now she's doing something about it. Catherine Markson Simonson commutes the same way to work every day.
So I travel with my guide dog to catch the bus from my house.
She lives in the Mount Scott Arleta neighborhood. She and her guide dog Nabisco walk up to 77th and Harold to their bus stop.
I have to cross residential streets, but then also cross Woodstock Boulevard.
And that's where she comes across this.
And cars are not stopping.
This is the video Catherine shared on her Facebook page. It shows car after car zipping by her at 77th and Woodstock. We counted 13 cars in the video before somebody finally pumped their brakes. We even sent a KGW photographer to this intersection, and he recorded the same thing. Catherine says it happens a lot.
There's been several times where I've almost been hit.
There's no pedestrian crossing here. The closest ones are 5 blocks away. Crossing this busy street is scary for anybody, but especially for Catherine.
I'm depending on the cars to stop for me.
She can't see the cars. She has some vision, but it's blurry.
Definitely depends on the lighting conditions. So as we go into winter, when it's dark, it's going to be a lot harder for me to see if there's cars coming, especially if they don't have their lights on.
Now Catherine is hoping to raise awareness about other people in her situation.
Okay, good enough. You've got the gist of the video. There's a few things about this video that actually really irritate me. Is there anything really that sticks out to you?
Yeah, that the damn cars wouldn't stop, and it ain't no
okay, coffee. See, no, you're go. Okay, no, go ahead. You're taking the whole. I'm taking another different look at this.
It ain't no crossings. She got to go to work every day. That's the same way she go to work every day. And that's a creature of habit. Like just us as blind people, we have a route. You know, we run our route. That's how we know. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't see nothing wrong. Like she just.
My problem with this is that she is one of those whiny blind people that feel that the world needs to stop for her. I hate those people. First off, the fact that they say in the story a legit legal crossing is only 5 blocks either way. She's on 77th and Herald, which I understand anybody listening isn't familiar with that. Myself, I am. She can walk up to 82nd and cross there at a legit crosswalk.
That's 5 blocks away, bro.
5 blocks. See, 5 blocks isn't 5 blocks what you think 5 blocks are wherever you're from. You've told me some of your blocks are big. These are small blocks. 5 blocks is 10 minutes. It takes you 10 minutes. Leave 10 minutes earlier. You can walk 5 blocks to 82nd. You can walk 5 blocks to 72nd. And you have a legit crosswalk. This is something that you're taught in your training. Sometimes you need to alter your route to make it safe for yourself. The world doesn't stop around you. If you have a legit crosswalk where you can cross safely either to the east of you, excuse me, or to the west of you, you make that extra effort. You don't put your life on the line. And the fact, number two, she's using a guide dog. Mm-hmm. This is not correct use of a guide dog. The guide dog is confused. The traffic is never stopping. It's constant. You hear the traffic.
Because it's there. Not at the light. Yeah, it's not at the light.
The guide dog is expecting the traffic to stop eventually. It's not really stopping. She's putting herself out there just hoping that the traffic. No. You walk the extra couple blocks and you make it work. You adapt to the situation around you. It's not much out of her way.
Well, we also got to think on the other side of the coin is maybe it's a construction site. And she ain't never been that way. So what if she get into more danger trying to make a new route? Then that causes confusion, which you get lost. So it's a lot more at stake than sticking to what you know.
That situation is going to be rare more often than happening. Sure, you come across something, a sidewalk has got some construction going on, but then you turn around and you go back the other way. Like I said, she's literally 5 blocks to 82nd. She's on 77th in this story. She's on 77th and Herald. 82nd, 5 blocks away to the east. 72nd, 5 blocks to the west. They are both crosswalks. The whole push the button, light stop, four-way, legit crosswalks. She could go either direction. You walk one way, oh shit, it's blocked off. Oh, you know, that's going to add a few extra minutes because I got to walk back this way. That's just part of what we have to adapt to. The world doesn't stop for us. We have to do what we need to do to move safely and efficiently through the streets. You don't just make your own path because this is the shortest route to your destination. That's not safe.
I understand what you're saying, but also we have to remember that all minds are not alike. We all don't think the same. A lot of people
don't
problem solve.
I feel like that should just be common sense. As a blind person, you travel the safest route. You don't travel the quickest, most easiest route. You travel the safest route to get you from point A to point B.
Come on now. So if you have to take your trash out, you live in apartments, and it's a straight shot to the trash can, or you got to go around the apartment building.
That's different. Is there traffic going both directions constantly in front of me?
I get what you're saying. Just being safe, I get what you're saying, but I was in her position too. I was taking 3 hours bus ride with my guide dog to work every day. And yeah, it was some of them times where I'm waiting at the crosswalk, at the light. And the light just took forever and ever and ever and ever. Then just when I'm about ready to step out, the light changed again. So I got to wait another again and again and again. So I get it. And then, you know, you got a schedule. You got to be at work at a certain time. It can get confusing. Trying to make a new route. That sound good, Kane, but...
No, that's life. That's life. You adjust. You leave the house 10 minutes earlier than 15 minutes earlier. That's just life. That's the way we have to make things happen for us now.
I'm sure we... I mean, yeah, I get that, but I'm just saying, it's a lot of people...
I'm going to put this out there too real quick, that if she is walking that path every day and she knows enough of that neighborhood, it's not necessarily a new path. First off, only because I know the area, the street that she's trying to cross over, Woodstock Boulevard, it's got sidewalks and it's a straight shot. There's nothing curvy. There's nothing bendy. There's nothing. The only thing that would potentially stop you is, like you said, if there was any construction on the sidewalk or they were
bus stops and all that kind of stuff.
There's probably bus stops there, but they're not. I mean, that's not benches. Anything that would get in your way. She's got a guide dog. Yeah. She guide her around that stuff. Even with your cane, you should be able to find that stuff. I guarantee. I'm not going to guarantee because I don't. I can't put myself in that. But she should. She probably knows that path. She's walked up to 82nd probably. She's walked up to 72nd probably. Convenience stores around there. There's a grocery store on 82nd. She's probably
what type of
there.
Jobs are over there? Like, do you know? Like for
that,
blind
I don't
people
know. She maybe there's a couple of little call center type things and some customer service, medical offices, things like that. She might be working somewhere over there.
Okay.
But the other directions that she would be walking, instead of going straight across the street that she's trying to do, would get her up to, like, you know, 7-Elevens and grocery stores. She probably knows those paths. She's just trying to get the quickest path. And I think that's irresponsible, especially if you have a guide dog. You're putting your own life in jeopardy and you're putting your guide dog's life in jeopardy by trying to cross a busy street just to make the path quicker for yourself.
Anybody got any questions or comments about that, hit us up. 442-244-9900.
We do have a call, actually.
Let's see what's going on.
What up, it's Vapor Radio.
You cold, man. Telling a blind lady she need to walk to 82nd Street to be a safe. I feel unsafe walking down 82nd.
You're right.
I'd be the dog in a white cane just to get through all the meth addicts, man. You telling this lady?
let's be real. So she's what? So this is probably somebody that's familiar with the area.
And then she goes, "You score some meth on 82nd, get hit by a car, you don't even feel it. And 13 cars ain't that long of a wait." Take your right where you want to go and cross wherever you need to go. White cane day, holla. Tag up. Man, so,
so
to
felony flat. Make your day better. So 87 ain't the greatest.
Well, she's in the felony flats vicinity.
The white MLK. You don't want down there.
Yeah, she's in the felony flats neighborhood, but in this situation, all I'm saying is she just needs to go to 82nd. She needs to go to 82nd just to use the crosswalk. She goes to 82nd, use the crosswalk, and then she can walk back down. And let's be real, Woodstock.
The only traffic happening on 82nd is sex trafficking. She might get kidnapped, man. Go the other way. Can't
you
go the other way?
Okay. Well, then she can walk down to 72nd.
That's 10 blocks.
I think that's safer.
No, because she in the story she's talking about crossing at 77th. 77th and Woodstock. And really, Woodstock's not a horrible street. I guess if you, from 52nd East it is, but she's on 77th, so she could walk to 82nd five blocks, or she could walk to 72nd five blocks. Walking to 72nd would probably be safer, yes.
Down to White MLK? No, you don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you put her in danger, Adam. I think the 13 cars that passed sounded fast to me.
Yeah, man.
What's your point?
I guess I just know the neighborhood. I don't know. As a blind person, I'm not risking trying to cross Woodstock.
Wait a minute. How did you know the neighborhood? Let's talk about that.
That's just some of my old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm. Why can't
see, they know you. They walk away when you come up. Female, they're like, nah.
All the cars stop.
Fifty second to 82nd from Holgate to Johnson Creek. That's my area. That's Felony Flats. That's the center of Felony Flats.
Felony Flats, huh?
Yeah. But I mean, sure, maybe 82nd's not the best direction for her to go, but 72nd's not a bad direction. I personally just think she needs to cross at the crosswalk, not try to cross at the street.
Cold.
I am. Oh. You're right. Fuck blind people, goddamn it.
You don't hear it. You try to raise that murder rate on 82nd. Sending blind people that way. Cool.
Yeah. Well, she.
You ain't gonna really see much on 82nd. Going over there.
It might brighten up the I don't know. Yeah. Maybe 82nd again, not the best idea, but she could go the other direction. Okay, fine. Let's be real. The blind lady shouldn't be living over in that neighborhood. It's not good for a blind person to be living over there. Get out, lady. Get out.
She a block lady. Yes. She afford where she can stay. That's where she can stay.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It's trying to get better, but yeah. Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you. Call her. Bye.
You are stupid.
Yeah, well, I try.
He right, though. I mean, see, he feel like I do. Like, damn, it's just a little old lady. She, you know.
She wasn't a little old lady. She sounded but she's young still, and spry. Okay, look,
she was a young blind lady trying to get to work. And the cars, you know, like I said, it should be some kind of street. See, I think they should make some signs or some markings or something. Like, give us a lane. Like, give us a little lane. Give us the blind lane. Like, you know what I mean? On the sidewalk. Give us a little lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there is other ways. I just feel like she has that attitude of the world has to stop for her. The world must adapt to her. That's just not how that shit goes. Like, you got to make things happen yourself. You got to walk a little extra. I mean, we just don't have that benefit of seeing when that's clear to run across the street real quick, like we did as kids, or when we could see, or, you know, I don't know what her situation is. Maybe she's never had great vision, but I don't know. As a blind person, especially with the guide dog, you got to take that extra couple minutes and walk to a crosswalk.
Yeah, I get it. But I guess like I said, like, you know, we're gonna be on both sides of the fence, but safety is first, though. That's number one, y'all. It's actually, it's like you say, it's White Cane Safety Awareness Day. Safety, safety, safety.